Welcome to Create Wealth Through Franchising. I'm your host, Kim Daly. Whether you're a CEO, a military vet, a real estate investor, or simply in career transition and ready to take ownership of your future, with each episode, you're going to learn valuable insights and hear inspiring stories from within the franchise industry. On that note, my guest stories are their own. And as a franchise consultant, I do not make personal brand endorsements or earnings claims, but I do educate, motivate, and inspire dreams. Now, on to the show. Welcome back to Create Wealth Through Franchising Podcast and Kim Daly TV. In my studio today, a new friend from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Her name is Beth Willis, and she is a franchisee of, let me get this straight, Pest Hunters, Mosquito Hunters, and Holiday Humbug Lighting. Beth, how did I do?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I love it. Well, welcome to the studio of Kim Daly TV. We're excited for you to share your story of changing your life by saying yes to the dream to own a business through franchising. So let's go all the way to the beginning of your story. What was happening in your life, corporate America, or wherever you were, when you said, I need to do something different? And why did you pick franchise?
I have to go back even a little further. I had owned an insurance agency for quite a few years, built that from the ground up, and it was great. I was able to kind of control my own hours, do my own thing, and be able to create something that I could hand down to my kids. That's what I was looking for when I did that. I am a mom, first and foremost, right? And I loved that and I grew that. I dedicated everything to it. But it got to a point in the industry where the industry was changing, laws were changing in Michigan, and a lot of the bigger agencies were gobbling up the smaller agencies. And it was harder for, as a smaller agency that was ran by only two of us, we didn't have a huge board or anything. We never really wanted to be that giant conglomerate. We liked the small town personal feel. So we really tried to keep on that route, but it was hard to play with the big guys. So we sold and I decided to kind of take some time off. So I had done some things like do an online store and had some fun with that. And I'd always made a joke to my husband that if we ever opened another business, I would just like open a Jimmy John's or something like that, that was kind of plug and play. You could just kind of plug into it and not have to worry about basically reinventing the wheel, which is what we did with the insurance agency. So after a few years with the store and kind of taking some time off, we had started researching some franchises and trying to decide what we wanted to do. We landed on like a home service type of situation, but we weren't exactly sure which one we wanted to do. So we talked with Eric Martin, and Mosquito Hunters was what we picked after quite a bit of back and forth. But once we decided, it was like, let's go. We are jumping in with both feet and I'm just not going to look back. We're just going to keep moving forward.
Okay. I immediately see the correlation. Do you followers out there, do you see the correlation between insurance and mosquitoes? Kim Daly does. Yeah, I love that. It's a reoccurring book of business. That's the number one thing that I think probably struck you, correct, Beth?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's your sweet spot. So listen, I love this story. Former entrepreneurs are the easiest people to convince of the value of a franchise. They do not trip over the quote fees, right? They're like, I get it. It costs money to make money. And if you know how to do it and I don't have to invent it, I'm in all day long, correct?
Absolutely. Anything costs money. If you're trying to build a business on your own, you still have to have software and processes and all that is money.
It's money and time that now you just bought all that down. So, okay, when you started the franchise, did you ditch the online store? Or do you still have that too?
I still have it. I don't focus on it as much, but I enjoy it. So it kind of lets me be creative. So I do keep that. And it gets busy around the holidays and stuff when people are looking for gifts and stuff like that. So it's just something fun for me.
Yeah, I love that you're an entrepreneur at heart. How has this changed your kids' thoughts about what they want to do? Are they grown? How old are they?
My kids range from college age. My oldest daughter is in college, and then my youngest is in eighth grade. So my two boys in the middle do help me quite a bit. It's changed positive and negatively. Like sometimes they think that it's super easy to get a job because mom can just give you a job. So I'm encouraging them right now to look outside of mom giving a job. So that part of it's kind of funny to me. That's not necessarily real world for everybody. So trying to encourage them to look outside of mom's jobs. But on the flip side, it does, especially with my freshman in high school, Gabe, he kind of has the same brain as me, a little bit scattered, but knows that what he wants. He knows that he wants to do something for himself. So he's been already kind of thinking of these business ideas, and he's asking for my help in order to kind of materialize them and get them to come to light. So that's kind of fun.
It's amazing. I mean, I find that I have two boys too. The most rewarding part of being an entrepreneurial parent is that your kids see something different. And I look at my job like I want to make you self-sufficient people. I mean, the ultimate self-sufficiency is for a kid to graduate college and be like, I don't want to go work for somebody else. Mom, help me help myself and build a business. I'm like, I'm in all day long.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Good for you. Big pat on the back. And not to take anything away from dad too, because he's in there. Now, does your husband maintain a job in corporate America, or has he been in the business?
He does. He has a full-time job elsewhere. It was always the intention that maybe we would do this together. However, the reality sets in that, you know, as an entrepreneur, sometimes it's a little harder to get health insurance. And we have some kids with some needs that don't get met by not traditional health insurance, I guess you could say. So that is why he still works.
Okay, I gotcha. But supportive of all the entrepreneurial ideas and everything that's going on. Probably wishes he could be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's go back to, so you fall in love with these multiple revenue streams, all reoccurring revenue. So talk a little bit about, in your due diligence process, finding a connection to Happy Nest Brands, this parent organization that owns the Lawn Doctor, that owns Mosquito Hunters, that owns EcoMades, that now owns a window cleaning franchise, and the solidarity that they would bring, even though I'm assuming that when you said yes to Mosquito Hunters, it was sort of an emerging brand?
Very brand new. That goes back to like why I chose franchising in the first place, is that I wanted, you know, to be able to plug and play and already have someone that has created something. But I'm stubborn and I like to have my hands in things, which is another reason why I picked Mosquito Hunters. They were an emerging brand and they did have some opportunity for some, like, what works for you? Do we need to change this? And I loved that part of it too. So I was able to provide feedback in that. However, I didn't want to go with an emerging brand that had no backing, because that can be scary. That basically means that I'm on my own again. And like everything that I put into it, it could just go away. So having that backing of Happy Nest and Lawn Doctor, and being that they're so well established, that was a huge selling point for us.
Yeah, it's the best of everything. And I can totally appreciate, as an entrepreneur, you're like, I've done this before. Like, I want your help, but I don't need your help. So if you were to invest in a different type of franchise, like one that had, you know, 100 locations or 2,000 locations where every I is dotted and every T is crossed, and they're like, look, girl, it is our way or the highway, you'd be like, well, I'm out. For those who are listening, this speaks to what a good experienced franchise consultant, I'm waving my hand over here, can do for you. Because I have these relationships. And as I get to understand your risk tolerance, your profile, I can match you to a company that has the I's dotted and the T's crossed and a safety net that is right there to meet you if that's what satisfies you. But I can equally bring you to brands where there is room for you to have the putty in your hands and to be the molder of the clay with the franchisor. That helps you feel good about it. For some other people, that molding of the clay is the scary part. And so the beautiful thing is there's a franchise out there for every investor. And so that's why when you're out there on your own, it's an incredibly daunting task. You may think, well, I know what I want, Kim Daly, but do you? Because you're probably dialed into a service or a product rather than people. And if you've followed me on any of my socials, you know that franchising is more about who than what, right? So Beth, I'm going to bring that right to you. And when I say franchising is more about who than what, as a franchisee and having been an entrepreneur, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I did not, as a little girl, envision my grown-up life to involve pest control by any means. This is not something I set out to do in my life, but it was the business part of it that sold me, not the actual product that I was selling. I knew, me personally, as long as I can support it and I understand it, I can sell anything. That is kind of my background. I feel very comfortable in that. And I knew there was experts that could help explain that to me. I didn't need to know every single little thing about pest control because we had someone, the Mosquito Hunter staff, that could do that for us and help us understand. That was not my dream as a little girl. It was not my dream as a little girl to open an insurance agency either. It's just, like you said, reoccurring revenue. I was very interested in that. And I was able to kind of morph what I'm good at into those products, quote unquote.
Hey, Daily Coach fans, if you're loving this episode, please do me a quick favor and leave me a 5-star rating and a short review. Your feedback fuels my growth and rankings and shows others that this podcast is valuable. Now, back to the show. And what I love about the growth of this brand through Happy Nest is that it started out with mosquitoes, you know, and then they bridged the winter with the holiday lighting, and now they're coming back and making it a full pest control business. I mean, why not? You're already here, right? So as a franchisee, when you see these changes and adaptations, does it make you smile and say, wow, like these are just really great partners, even though like it may be morphing kind of like on the fly for you?
Yeah, I love that actually, because I've been around for a while and one of the early adapters, I have been able to put my input into those things and kind of test out some of the lines of business that we've been thinking about. Humbug being one of them. They started just this past season, really launching it out to all the franchises. However, I did it the season prior to that as a test group. And we met and we talked about what worked and what didn't work. And that part of it I loved because I could help create something that could work for other people. And I'm the type of person, you just give me something, I'm going to figure it out. Like, it's not that deep. I can just figure it out. Like, I don't have to overthink it. I'm just going to make this process and it's going to work. And that part of it I loved. And every time they come out with a change, or I just get excited about it because I think it's just more opportunity. And, you know, that equals more money in my pocket. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make money.
That's so good. So you've got this reoccurring revenue. You have something for all seasons. So, you know, there's really no downtime in this business anymore. I mean, I think it's a beautiful adaptation. I think that this franchisor is demonstrating just their desire to help their franchisees build and sustain very sizable businesses by watching them just sort of morph on the fly. And they are morphing on the fly. And it's so good. Now, for somebody else out there listening, this question came to my mind. They may say, well, wait, so Beth, you invested in a franchise and you're paying fees, but like you're figuring it out for the franchisor. How is that worth your money?
Because that's something that interests me. So it's not always about like with cheerleading and coaching. Like I don't make much money. That's not my moneymaker, but you still have to enjoy what you're doing. And that's part of business that I enjoy is collaborating and creating and making things easier and simpler for others. I really, really enjoy that. So I don't see it as me doing the work for them. I see it as me making the work simpler for myself and my friends. You know, like other people do profit and benefit from the things that I've done. And that doesn't bother me. That actually makes me happy. Like I hope that they can benefit from the work that I'm putting into it.
Yeah. I love that. That's the collective nature of a franchise, right? It's this idea that you're in business for yourself, but not by yourself. And yes, that in part means that you're not figuring it out on your own. There's a franchisor there to guide and support you. But the other part of not by yourself is that there's this collective network of franchisees who all live the same life. And when one of us solves a problem that could benefit everybody, Like you said, I mean, you can put a cape on your back sometimes and be like, I would carry that flag a little bit. Like, I figured out how to do that, right? Again, for the right investor, this is the fun part. And there is no resentment to I'm paying a fee and yet I'm figuring it out. The reason they invested in this franchise is because they would have the freedom to figure it out. And for another investor, it's just not the right opportunity. Again, that speaks to just using an experienced franchise consultant like the Daily Coach who can help you discern. Because ultimately, saying yes to the franchise has very little to do with the pest control or the humbug holiday lighting, and way more to do with who you're doing business with, the culture that they offer, the support systems they offer, the growth that they're going to offer you, and the future opportunities. So let's speak a little bit to that. How long have you been a franchisee?
Since 2019. So this is starting my seventh season.
That's a lot, especially when you have a reoccurring revenue. I know this is kind of a slower to grow business, right? Anytime you have reoccurring revenue, it's typically a little bit slower in the first, especially if it's seasonal, right? You got to wait till that second or the third season to start stacking, you know, old customers on the new customers. So you're deeply entrenched. So what are you really looking forward to? Like, how many trucks do you have out there? Like, what size business do you have? And what do you think that this could become for you?
Right now, I have four full-time trucks running, and I'm not done yet. I still want to grow. I just acquired another territory that connects to my current territory, just acquired that. So I am really looking forward to this season going gung-ho and really entrenching that area with our brand name. I'm very excited for that because it really hasn't been done. So I anticipate this year being a big growth year. I just want to keep doing that. I just keep creating more and more. And then I eventually have some assistants that help me and do the customer service stuff. But eventually I would like a full-time technician manager. I have a couple that kind of play that role right now, but haven't really stepped up fully. But that's the next step for me, is to get someone that kind of control the technicians then, and I can step out of that part of it. So again, with franchising and being a business person, that's really what you want to do. You want to create these systems and put these things in place so it can run for you. Yes, you still have to be there and you have to oversee, but you don't have to do the day-to-day. You might have to do the day-to-day in the beginning. Once you get it established and you figure out what works for you, then you can have other people kind of run it for you.
So you have a pretty small team then with four trucks. Do you have like a couple of people per truck?
Yeah. And like some part-time people, because Mosquito is right now our primary line of business, right? And that is very seasonal. So we do have a lot of college kids that work for the summer or whatever. They rotate in and out of the trucks too. And sometimes, like, you know, I got to go do my family vacation or whatever. So I'm constantly rotating and scheduling, but it does work pretty well for me. But like I said, I'm not ready to be done.
What I love about this is 7 years in and she's still growing. She's still looking for growth. She bought another territory. She's going wider. You can go deeper. So when you have these non-brick and mortar businesses, there's so many different ways to grow. And like I just said, you can go deep into a market. You can go wide. Oftentimes you go wide first and then you come back and go deep. But every franchise does it a little bit different. That's why when we start exploring franchises together, I'm going to bring you more than one opportunity, because I want you to be able to compare and contrast this franchisor and how they do it to this franchisor and how they do it. And the no's that happen through this process are as critical to you becoming an owner as is the business that starts to kind of rise to the top. Your confidence in what you end up saying yes to comes because you said no to other things. So there's a method to the madness over here at the Daily Coach. I have been doing this for 23 years. I do have very good systems. You know, I've created nearly 1,000 small business owners here in the United States over the last 20 years of my life. I'm passionate about what I do. Like, she's passionate about what she does. And at the end of the day, we do it because we want to make money. We want to help people, but we want to make money and we want to give back to our own families. And I think that I love that your kids are just grasping what mom does and want to be a part of it, whether it's for just a summer job. But I suspect that as they grow up, the lessons that you've taught them and the role model that you are to them will be a lasting one that working for somebody else, if they go and do it, probably won't last very long.
I would hope I'm at least a positive role model for them. I think one of my boys may be my manager. So I can totally see that happening too.
I mean, that's a legacy. When people will come to me and say, Kim, I want to build a legacy. I'm like, let the legacy be the role model that you are, not a specific business you leave to the kids. I mean, if that happens, awesome. But a greater legacy is the idea that they can control their time and their financial future. I mean, that's a legacy that's sustainable to me. Amazing. It's so fun to meet you from New Hampshire all the way to Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm so happy to meet you today. Thank you for sharing your story right here on Kim Daily TV.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, I have one more question before we wrap this up. It's a question I ask everybody who sits in my hot seat. And that is, Beth, you know, there's people listening to this show who continue to follow Kim Daily. They watch all my 1,000 videos on YouTube, but they haven't yet reached out to say, hey, I'm ready. I want to be a franchisee and maybe one day even a guest in the hot seat sharing your own story. So for that listener who hasn't yet made the leap or believes in themselves that they too can be a successful business owner, knowing what you know now, especially about franchising, what advice do you have for that listener?
I think the biggest advice is to do your research. Obviously, you want to find something that speaks to you, that connects with you and what you want to be able to bring to that franchise or that business. If you are personally good at creating systems and doing things like that, then maybe, again, the product doesn't matter. Maybe there's a specific company that will work great for you. 100% do your research, go with your eyes wide open, and be willing to work, because even though it is a franchise and there's systems in place for you, you still have to put that effort in and know that this is still a business and you still have to run it and be serious about it. It's not just going to magically happen, but having the support really does make a huge difference.
Love it. The support is a big differentiator. You are not out there on an island by yourself. You are surrounded by all kinds of people who want to coach and mentor and help you. And they're in it for your success, because your success means greater brand success. And that is how a franchise elevates to the level of a Jersey Mike's or a Chick-fil-A or some of these great American franchise brands. And you got to believe every single franchisor out there, that is the goal. They all want to create the next big American brand. And if you decide to step off that ledge and join a franchise, you may get to play a role in helping one of these brands go on to become the next big American brands. So if you're ready to begin that journey, then I want you to follow the link in the description right now, because I want to be your franchise consultant and your daily coach. Thank you for watching until the end, and I'll see you in the next one.
You can find more content just like this on my YouTube channel at kimdaily.tv. And if you're inspired to take the next step to explore franchises matched to you, please email me right now at inquire@kimdaily.tv. That's inquire@kimdaily.tv.